After more than 15,000 votes were hand-counted in St. Cloud last week, School District 742 lost the election for a $167 million project to remodel Tech and Apollo High Schools, as well as maintain other district buildings. Cindy Harner is the co-chair for Neighbors for School Excellence. She shares her reaction to the failed referendum.
I don't know why it didn't pass. We were all pretty shocked and we were obviously disappointed. We were cautiously optimistic that it would pass. We worked really hard to get voter turnout. I think we had a pretty good voter turnout, actually, but for some reason it just didn't go. Had the referendum passed, we would be moving forward right now with those projects.
Since the public school district will not receive the millions of dollars for renovations, the school board now needs to come up with other plans for building maintenance. Harner talks about the next steps and new possible amounts needed for construction.
The combined estimates of deferred maintenance for both Apollo and Tech was estimated to be upwards of $140 million. So now the school board is going to have to take a look because there are critical maintenance items that need to be repaired to keep Tech viable and safe for students. Brian Brown, the ground and building supervisor, will have to come forth with some recommendations as to what he thinks is really critical that needs to be done immediately and what perhaps can be delayed.
Neighbors for School Excellence plans to meet on Friday to discuss future actions for Tech and Apollo schools after the failed referendum. KVSC News will have those updates later this week. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Karina Borash.